A Contra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge, Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Contra AI. Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to help you navigate complex ideas by, well, synthesizing the key sources and bringing you the essential knowledge you need nice and fast.
And today we are doing a deep dive into something that comes up constantly, both personally and professionally. Purpose. Specifically, we're digging into what's basically the go-to guide for finding it. Find your why, purpose, discovery, and application. That's the one by Simon Sinek, David Mead, and Peter Docker.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, most of us are familiar with Sinek's original start with why idea. We get that purpose is important, drives loyalty, makes work meaningful, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the big sticking point for years for so many people has been, okay,
mm-hmm.
how? How do I actually figure out my why? There's often this, like, pressure to just invent some grand mission statement.
Right, exactly. And that's precisely the gap this book, Find Your Why, aims to fill. It takes purpose from this sort of abstract philosophical thing.
Yeah.
And turns it into a concrete step-by-step framework. It's the actual methodology, the how-to manual that guides you from just knowing purpose matters to actually crafting a clear, usable why statement for yourself or even your team.
And the team behind the book is pretty interesting too, isn't it? The combination of authors.
It really is. So you have Simon Sinek, obviously.
Okay.
He's the visionary, the golden circle guy, the TED Talk phenomenon. He brings that big picture philosophical view on leadership and, well, why matters.
But the real practical engine of the book, you could say, comes from the co-authors.
Definitely. David Mead, he's the methodology expert. He actually came from corporate training.
Yeah.
And he was the one who really systematized Sinek's ideas into like a repeatable workshop process. He built the structure for discovery.
Okay, so she provides the how.
He provides the how. And then Peter Docker adds this whole other layer. He's ex-Royal Air Force, a senior officer, a pilot.
Yeah, so he brings this perspective of high-stakes environments where having a crystal clear purpose and executing on it under pressure isn't just nice to have. It's, well, critical. He stress tested the whole thing.
So it's not just theory. It's theory plus structured design plus proven real-world application. That combination feels really solid.
Totally. It makes the whole approach both, you know, deep and profoundly practical at the same time.
Okay. So let's break down the book's main idea. The core premise is, essentially, that real lasting fulfillment comes from finding and articulating your purpose, your why.
Right. But here's the kicker, the really big insight that changes things. Your why isn't something you invent.
Okay. That's key.
It already exists within you. It's shaped by your life experiences, particularly those peak moments, your values, your formative years. The book calls the discovery process an archaeological dig.
An archaeological dig. I like that. So you're not building something new. You're uncovering something that's already there.
Exactly. You stop stressing about, you know, manufacturing the perfect glossy mission statement. And instead, you look backwards. You excavate those times when you were truly operating at your best to understand who you are.
That takes a lot of pressure off, actually.
It really does. And this method works for individuals, but also for small teams, they call them tribes, and even large companies.
Okay.
And the end goal, no matter the scale, is to get it down into this specific actionable format to your contribution so that your impact. That little template is powerful. It turns that inner feeling into something functional.
Right, something you can actually use.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the nuts and bolts then. How does this discovery actually work for an individual? What's the first step?
Well, the absolute non-negotiable starting point, the thing they stress over and over, is that you cannot do it alone. It has to be collaborative.
Really? Why is that?
They use this great analogy. You can't read the label from inside the bottle.
Huh. Okay. That makes sense.
You're just too close to your own stuff, your own stories. You can't see the patterns objectively. So you absolutely need a partner, someone you trust deeply, to be your listener and note taker.
So what does this process, this why discovery workshop, actually look like with the partner?
You basically gather, say, 5 to 10 really specific stories from your life. And these aren't just generic happy times. They need to be detailed moments where you felt genuinely alive or proud or deeply fulfilled by what you were doing. Real peak experiences.
Okay, specific stories. Got it. And the partner's role.
Their job is crucial. They're not listening for the plot, really. They're listening for the themes that keep popping up, the values, the patterns in your behavior or feelings across those different stories.
Like what kind of themes?
Maybe you consistently talk about moments where you brought order out of chaos, or maybe the recurring theme is about helping others unlock their potential or solving complex problems, things like that. Right. The partner pulls out these recurring threads, synthesizes them, and those themes become the raw material for crafting your why statement, your contribution, and your impact.
Okay, that makes sense for an individual. But you mentioned teams or tribes doing this too. How does that work? It sounds more complicated.
Oh, it definitely is more complex. For a group or team why discovery, you really need a skilled, objective facilitator, someone who isn't part of the team's day-to-day hierarchy.
And who participates? Just the leaders.
No, that's key. They emphasize getting a diverse cross-section of people involved, not just senior management. You need people from different levels, different roles, to make sure the why that emerges is truly authentic to the entire organization, not just the view from the top.
That sounds challenging but important. Now, finding the why is one thing, but actually using it. That seems like where things often fall down. Yeah. Does the book cover implementation?
Absolutely. That's a huge part of it, actually. Part four is all about defining your hows.
Your hows. What are those?
So, the why is your core belief, your purpose. The hows are your guiding principles. They're the specific ways you act, the values in action, when you're operating at your best, when you're living your why.
Okay, like company values, maybe?
Sort of, but they push for something much more concrete. The critical thing is that the hows must be articulated as actionable verbs, not just abstract nouns.
Oh, okay. Can you give an example?
Yeah. So instead of having a value like innovation, your how might be constantly challenge the status quo or seek out unconventional solutions. Instead of just integrity, it might be always speak the truth, even when it's difficult.
I see. So they describe actual behaviors, things you can see and hold yourself accountable for.
Exactly. They have to be things you can actively do. And then the final piece of implementation, and this is crucial, you have to use your why and your hows as a filter.
A filter for what?
For everything important, basically. Big decisions, career choices, project directions, who you hire, strategic planning. The idea is you run potential choices through your why filter.
And if it doesn't align?
If an opportunity or a decision doesn't align with your why, or it forces you to violate your hows, the book argues it's going to lead to stress, frustration, and misalignment down the road. It makes purpose a practical decision-making tool, not just, you know, a nice sentiment.
Okay, stepping back a bit, what are some of the big overarching themes or messages someone should take away from this approach? For me, one of the most powerful is that idea of discovery, not invention.
Oh, absolutely. That's huge. It just lifts this enormous weight off your shoulders, doesn't it? The need to somehow create a perfect purpose out of nothing.
Totally.
Instead, it reframes it as, like we said, archaeology. You're looking back to understand who you already are at your best. It grounds the whole thing in authenticity.
Yeah, authenticity over aspiration. That seems like another key theme. It's better to have a real, maybe slightly imperfect, why that's genuinely yours, than some polished statement you don't truly connect with.
For sure. And related to that is how central stories are to the process. You don't find your why through abstract thinking alone. It's unlocked through the emotional truth embedded in those specific shared narratives.
Which validates taking time to actually reflect on those past high points, not just dismissing them as nostalgia. They're data points.
Exactly. Data points for your purpose. Yeah. And maybe a third big one is just reinforcing the need for collaboration, that you can't read the label from inside the bottle. It really pushes back against that myth of the lone genius figuring it all out in isolation.
Right. Your truth needs an outside perspective to be fully seen.
Mm-hmm. And all of this ties back into the Golden Circle framework. Why, how, what. When you get clear on all three and align them, that's where fulfillment comes from. It becomes like a personal or organizational operating system. Belief, principles, actions, all in sync.
The book seems to have some really memorable ways of phrasing things. Any particular quotes or core ideas that really stand out?
Definitely. I think the one that really encapsulates the core shift in perspective is, your why is not a statement about who you want to be. It's a statement about who you already are when you're at your best.
Yeah.
That just redirects the whole search, you know? Look back, not just forward.
Yeah, that's powerful. And it connects to their fundamental belief about fulfillment, right?
Exactly. They state it so clearly. Fulfillment is not a privilege. It is a right. Every single one of us is entitled to feel fulfilled by the work we do. That kind of sets the moral compass for the whole book.
It really raises the stakes.
Yeah.
Makes it feel important.
And for the process itself, that simple analogy we mentioned, you can't read the label from inside the bottle. It's just such a perfect, concise justification for why you need that partner or facilitator.
It really sticks. And then, of course, there's the outcome, the actual structure
yeah.
to contribution. So that impact, that yeah. template is the actionable result of all the digging.
Right. It translates the insight into a communicable, usable statement.
So for someone listening right now, how can they start applying these ideas? What are the practical, real-life applications?
Well, the most immediate one for many people is probably using their why statement once they have it as a powerful career filter.
Okay, how so?
Instead of just looking at job title, salary, the what of a job, you evaluate opportunities based on whether they'll actually allow you to live your why. Does the role let you make your specific contribution? Will it lead to the impact you seek?
And if the answer is no,
then you can predict that even if the job looks good on paper, you're likely heading towards frustration or burnout. It helps you make more aligned career choices before you commit.
That makes a lot of sense. What about for organizations?
For companies, this is huge for hiring and culture. A company with a really clear, articulated why can attract and hire people who believe what they believe, not just people looking for a paycheck.
So you hire for belief, not just skills.
Exactly. And that creates incredible loyalty, engagement, lower turnover, because people are intrinsically motivated by the purpose, not just external rewards. Customers feel it too.
And for leaders within those organizations.
It transforms leadership communication. When a leader can consistently connect the day-to-day tasks, the what everyone's doing, back to the overarching why.
It gives the work meaning.
Precisely. It makes even mundane tasks feel significant because they contribute to the larger purpose. That's how you build resilient, motivated teams, the kind Peter Docker talks about from his military experience. Purpose provides context and meaning.
So, wrapping up, what's the one thing that really stands out for you from this whole approach, your main takeaway?
For me, I think it's how effectively this book, this methodology, democratizes the idea of purpose. It strips away the mystique.
How do you mean?
It shows that purpose isn't some like lofty, mysterious concept only available to charismatic visionaries or gurus. It's actually a practical, accessible tool. It's a compass that anyone can build for themselves or their team using a clear, structured process. It makes purpose achievable.
Yeah, that's a great point. It makes it less intimidating.
Yeah.
For me, the insight that really resonated was that blend of the deeply personal and the necessarily collaborative. The idea that finding your most authentic self, your core purpose, actually requires the perspective of others. That your individual truth is best revealed through dialogue and reflection with someone you trust. It's personal, but not private. That feels really profound.
It really does. A journey you take within yourself, but guided by a trusted companion.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.